The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Claire Daly is with me now, the former MEP who wants to be a TD, going to run in the upcoming general election. All bets are on November 29th, it appears, at this stage in the Dublin Central constituency. Claire, you're very welcome to the show. Why are you running for the Dáil?
Thanks, Kieran. Well, it wasn't an easy decision. I thought long and hard about it. Previously, I was a TD, of course, in North Dublin, but I had left that area when I went to Europe, so I didn't feel it was right to come back in, particularly when there's a really good rep there locally in Dean Mulligan, who I'm supporting. But I was approached by a bunch of really serious independent activists and representatives in Dublin Central who asked me, would I go?
We're going to get Claire back on a better line there. Claire Daly is back with us now. So, Claire, you mentioned kind of your former role as a TD, the support you're offering to a fellow candidate in your old constituency.
Yeah, sorry, Kieran, I don't know what happened there because I could hear you perfectly. But yeah, I was saying like I'd previously been a TD in North Dublin, but there is a good guy there. And out of the blue, I suppose, in some ways, I was approached by really serious independent representatives in Dublin Central who carry the flag for that radical left-wing independent tradition which Dublin Central has always returned. And they asked me, would I go forward? I'm talking about people like Ciarán Perry, who's a councillor in Cabra, Maureen O'Sullivan, the TD, who took over from Tony Gregory. And I thought long and hard and I said, sure, why not? Like a lot of people, I'm a bit concerned about a lot of things in this country, and I said, sure, I throw my hat in the ring.
So what issues will you be running on? What will be included in the leaflet going through the letterbox?
Yeah, look, I think the biggest issue obviously facing everybody in Dublin and nationally is the complete and utter lack of any serious progress in relation to housing, the cost of living crisis, the failure to deal adequately, in my opinion, with the climate challenges. And I would be, of course, concerned with our drift away from our traditional position on neutrality. So I think I'm standing on my record as a campaigner through all my political life, from student days to trade union days to community activism, the Dáil, Europe. I don't have that track record, obviously, in Dublin Central, but those who do, people on the ground who've carried that independent tradition, have put their trust in me, I suppose. So I'm happy to, you know, go along with that and, you know, challenge in the days and weeks to come.
You mentioned Tony Gregory and people of a certain vintage listening, you know, will remember the Gregory deal and all of that. I mean, are there parties that you would be more inclined to support in government in return for a deal than others?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, let's see. I mean, is there a package there that would answer the needs of ordinary people in Dublin Central? I don't know. It's very clear that they've been left behind, us ordinary people have everywhere. Let's see. I'd be very much looking at what the basis of any deal might be before I'd be willing to support any government. I'd love to think that there was a basis for an alternative government. I think that is needed in Ireland. I'm not so sure it's there, but let's see. I mean, look, nobody really knows. These are very interesting days. Dublin Central and other areas are going to be a pretty crowded field, and I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen out of this election. So let's see. But for me, it's a program for government that counts.
Yeah, it's certainly
more than the personnel involved in it.
Yeah, Dublin Central is a crowded field. I mean, there's how would you say, there's big beasts in the constituency. It's obviously for people at home who are not kind of anoraks and don't off the top of their head know who's in what constituency. Mary Lou MacDonald, Pascal Donoghue, Nessa Harrigan, and Gary Gannon. Are the sitting TDs, you know, all with, you know, fairly decent profiles around the country. I mean, when you look at the lineup, you look at who else has run and who is likely to be running, whose dinner are you looking to gobble up?
Well, look, at as you say, the anoraks will do the sums on that. But I mean, I think any political analyst would say that Pascal Donoghue and Mary Lou MacDonald are pretty safe, despite the best intentions of many people in the media to sort of say there's big panic on, which in saying Mary Lou MacDonald and Pascal Donoghue are safe. I suppose the other two are less safe. But I mean, I would say that the seats in Dublin Central belong to the people of Dublin Central, and they will ultimately decide who will take them. And for me, the only reason why I'm standing there is that really serious operators in that area who have flown the flag for independent, radical solidarity, working class unity, alternative independent voices have asked me to stand there. So I'm happy to fly the flag and be that face on behalf of those people who are very active in the constituency. So let's see what happens.
You're kind of well versed in what accusations will be kind of pointed in your direction. Actually, we've got a text in from my namesake, Kieran in Glasnevin. Will Care Daily still support the Russian invasion of Ukraine? And you'll get this, you know, from your...
Well, I will, and that's really interesting because I've never supported the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In fact, every single vote in the European Parliament and elsewhere, I have condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But what I've said, exactly like I've said in relation to Gaza, is that there needs to be a ceasefire and a negotiated settlement. So I've argued for peace. I find it interesting that when I do that in relation to Palestine, I'm not accused of being a Netanyahu puppet. But when I do it in relation to the war in Ukraine, I'm being accused of being pro-Russian. I'm not pro-Russian. I'm not anti-Russian. I'm pro-peace. And Ireland and all other countries have an obligation under the UN Charter for the peaceable resolution of conflict, and that's what I stand for.
Is the difference that any peaceable settlement in Gaza, one would imagine, would necessitate IDF tanks to disappear from the Gaza Strip, whereas any peaceable settlement in Ukraine would at this stage probably involve Ukraine ceding land to Russia?
Well, isn't it terrible? Because the deal that Ukraine will get now is going to be far less favourable than the deal Ukraine would have got in 2022, when I similarly argued for a ceasefire. Unfortunately, the longer the war has gone on, the weaker the bargaining position of Ukraine has got. So it's not up to me to dictate the terms of a peace agreement. A peace agreement inevitably means the agreement of the parties, which in this case are Russia and Ukraine, not me. If Ukraine don't agree to it, then it won't be a settlement. So that's the same in any conflict. And my position has always been is that we in Europe and elsewhere have an obligation to bring that about by arguing for diplomacy and for the peaceable resolution of conflict. I have been utterly consistent in my condemnation of Russia's invasion. But all that I have said is that while it may have been unjustified, and it certainly was, it wasn't unprovoked, and we can't be ignorant of NATO's role in that conflict. And I think when you look at the opinion polls now in Ukraine regarding that war, the majority of people, particularly the nearer you are to the conflict, want a ceasefire as well. And that's all I've ever argued for. The terms of that are not up to me to decide. If Ukraine doesn't agree to it, it's not an agreement.
Would you believe the line is just about giving up on us again? But out of time anyway. Claire, listen, appreciate the time and thank you for joining us. Claire Daly is running under the Independent for Change banner in the upcoming election, November 29th. Like I say, all the smart money seems to be on at this stage, and she's going to be running in the Dublin Central constituency.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4:00 on News Talk.